This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have gone through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And today we are here with Paige Ray, who I am blessed to have as my guest today. Welcome, Paige.
Thank you so much, Nikki. I am blessed to be here as a guest.
Thank you. Thank you for that. We are going to get right to it. And Paige, in a couple of sentences, please tell us who you are, where you're from, and how you keep busy during the day.
Sure. I am Paige Ray. I am a brand photographer for women who are a creative force in their industry. I am originally from Oklahoma. That's where I grew up. And then I made it to Los Angeles almost 13 years ago by way of New York for a little bit. And during the day, I keep busy by running my business or helping other women develop the tools and strategy they need to run their business successfully.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love helping other women. So, Paige, this is a podcast for women who have gone through some absolute caca. Would you please summarize for us what you went through and what was the worst part?
Well, when I started my business a little over 5 years ago, I was actually married at the time. And when I decided, I was about year two of my business when we ended up going through a divorce. And I was married to a really good man, and it was a pretty amicable divorce, but a divorce is still a divorce. It's still very difficult. And year two of my business, I had made $9,000 in that whole year in my business. And when we decided to get divorced, we had about 2 months left until we closed the joint checking account. And then I had just a tiny sum of money from our savings that we split. And then I had nothing in front of me. And coming off a year where I'd only made $9,000, I was still a new photographer. I was kind of at a crossroads of, you know, what am I going to do? And that whole time, it wasn't just the divorce. It wasn't just that, you know, we had to split everything, including our friends. That was really hard. Friends will choose a side in a divorce, whether or not even if you say, you know, you don't feel like you have to choose a side. I was having some health problems, and just about maybe 6 to 8 months earlier, I had actually gone through a miscarriage. And so everything in my whole life was kind of in a huge upheaval. And I was sitting there looking and going, okay, I can either go back to my 9-to-5, which I didn't want to do. I had loved being a journalist, but a 9-to-5 was not for me. Or I can figure out how to run a business that makes money. And it certainly didn't happen overnight, but I really stuck to, you know what, I started this business, I'm going to figure this out. And that was 4 or so years ago, but got through it.
Bam, bam. That is so awesome. Which leads us right into the next question, which is, here at the Epic Comeback Podcast, we believe that it takes an absolute freaking warrior to get to the other side of multiple situations that were happening at the same time for you. So let me ask you, from where you sit today, what is the best part about being on that other side?
The best part about being on the other side is that, well, for one thing, I know that there's pretty much nothing that life can throw at me that I can't handle at this point. I feel very tough, but I also feel like when I finally got to the other side of it, I just sat there. And the first thing I said, you know, was never again. I'm never going to put myself in a position where I'm so vulnerable and scared again, and I have no options. And then I thought, I don't want any woman to ever feel like that. How can I support other women and help them build their dreams so that they always have options and they never have to feel like they're in that place either? So I think that's being the best part of being on the other side of it, is the toughness and the feeling of I can do it. I can take on anything, and being able to support other women and feeling like that too.
That is beautiful. And that is a theme that's arising from this podcast, from this project, is the feeling of being grateful to be in a position to help other women go through what you've gone through. It's gorgeous. So the next question, big nugget here, is Paige, what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are going through the absolute caca right now on how to get to the other side?
So this is so funny. This actually dropped into a conversation I was having with a client about a year ago. And I was building out my brand photography business and kind of like trying to figure that whole industry out. And she said, you know what I really liked like about everything you do is that you really believe in what you're doing in brand photography and how it can help women in their businesses. And I thought to myself, yeah, even when I don't believe in myself, I believe in brand photography. And I think that was the overall key, was that even on the worst days, even on the days where I felt like I don't deserve to be here, what am I doing? Worst imposter syndrome. I feel like a total failure. Even on those worst days, I thought, yeah, but brand photography can still help people. It can still help women with their businesses. And I believed in that more than anything. So I was just always driving toward that, and I just never wavered from it.
So it sounds like you're advising women to figure out what they definitely believe in and are passionate about, and to keep coming back to what they always believe. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Find that higher purpose for yourself and believe in it so much that it gets you going every single day and like keeps you that with that focus, that determination, that whatever is going on in your life, you know, you're still going to be able to move forward toward that.
That's beautiful. And it's also what I like about it is it's very specific. Find that thing and come back to it. Yeah, I love that. So Paige, we've got about a minute left. So what I'm going to do is I am going to hand the mic back to you and ask you, what would you like to leave our listeners with, who are folks who are in the midst of caca and ready to stage that epic comeback?
I actually think about this a lot. What if someone asked me for the best advice I could possibly give, knowing what I've learned? And it's actually a three-part but very simple piece of advice. I always tell people, you know, be kind, be curious, and be bold. And the combination of those three will get you so far.
Kind, curious, and bold. Tell me a little bit more about the curiosity part. I agree with you. I've given workshops on curiosity, and I think it's such an amazing, yeah, it's such an amazing characteristic. Tell me your take on that and how curiosity is helpful.
Curiosity is so helpful because it really leads to connection and resourcefulness. So I was a journalist actually for a long time before I was a photographer. I did investigative journalism, and my curiosity, and absolutely, and no judgment around the curiosity, I was good at asking the hard questions and getting answers because nobody I asked those questions to felt judged with it. And so the curiosity, really, I've always been very curious about people and their experiences, and I learn a lot with the curiosity. I learn how to be resourceful. There's nothing I can't just quite figure out. And when you couple that with kindness, and then when you couple that with just boldness, just doing it, really being yourself, getting out there, I mean, the world is just completely open to you.
I'm sold. I'm sold. I'm ready for you to be on, like, I'm ready for you to be on this side of the mic. I love it. That is fantastic advice. Paige,
yes.
Where can we find you online?
You can find me online. Right now, my Instagram is at Courtney Paige Ray. And I know that's a little bit confusing, but I am in a little bit of transition with the rebrand right now. And my website is CourtneyPageRay.com.
Fantastic. And I would like to say that I have been on your website and your work is exquisite.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It is absolutely stunning. And so I'm going to encourage anyone who's listening. And believe me, I know a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, fempreneurs, like anything you want to think about it, preneurs, who would be absolutely lucky to work with you. So that's just my personal plug. And I never do that when I don't mean it.
Wow.
So
gosh, that means so much. I appreciate that.
You betcha. Paige, thank you so much for being my guest. And this is Nikki Bruno with Paige Ray with the Epic Comeback Podcast. And for more great ideas on staging an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please visit www.theepiccomebackpodcast.com.